Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Prepare Radio with your host, Diane Thomas.
Running around in circles until we let him
us about what's important to him and get on his page. We're not going to get God to change for us. He's the God. He doesn't have to accommodate us. And so, and I think that's one of the reasons many of us don't want to hear from him for ourselves. Because then we don't have to hear what he has to say. And then we're not accountable for it. So, when we are talking about what God has for us through the holidays, and what he has for us individually, what we want to recognize is that there's no way for us to control what he, the circumstances he has for us. So our goal is not to bring things under control. When we talk about preparing for the holidays, when we talk about setting supernatural goals, again, both in the positive and the negative, it's not to prevent surprises, either good or bad. Those good and bad surprises will happen. Instead, it's all about being ready, being prepared. When you know that you're hearing from him, when you know that everything, you've done everything you can do to be ready, that whatever God throws in front of you, you will be ready for. You may not like it. It may not be what you had expected or had thought might happen. But what happens is when we have that confidence that we're hearing from him, that we are available through that process of becoming confident, we have come to know him. So our confidence is not in our ability to control or change God. It's from having experienced his character, God's character. By that I mean, as we get to know him, we get to learn how trustworthy he is. And I don't mean how trustworthy he is toward himself, but how much we can trust him with ourselves. That his desire is that we would be complete, whole, and entire. That his goal is for us, not to crush us into submission, but to entice us into joining him. It is the goodness of God that draws us. Sometimes he uses tough circumstances, but it's to show us where we are relying on things other than him. Now, we've talked before about there's the three areas in our lives that causes us stress. And during the holidays, and especially perhaps these particular holidays coming up, when you look at it, most of us have had it pretty good for the past few years or even past few decades. We're not really familiar with tough times, hardship. And how we react to uncertainty, to stress, will often reveal our beliefs. These stresses often show us where we are depending on something other than God. Those areas, there's three areas of stress: our health, our finances, and our relationships. And last week we talked about thinking of that particular situation during the holidays that we want to get ready for, and following God through that situation, letting Him take us to all the different possibilities and working them through ahead of time, and perhaps making some decisions ahead of time or preparations. We want to expand that as well to those three different areas of health, finances, and relationships. That doesn't mean you're going to have all your bases covered, because everybody else might not be prepared, and they may react to stress in ways that may not be comfortable for others. But if you've worked through what God wants to talk to you about, you're going to be prepared for whatever situation arises. You may react a certain way. You're still going to react. You're still going to, we're all still in the process. And knowing God doesn't make us non-human, but our reactions are appropriate to the situation. And what do I mean by that? Say if you go to a family's home for a, you know, Thanksgiving dinner, and you know your mother-in-law has got a great spread out, and it's just, you know, ready, and everybody's, you know, the turkey's ready, and all the food is ready, and all the kids are there, and everybody's still on their best behavior, and one person is late, and it turns out that person is always late. And they were called and reminded to be there on time. And in fact, they lived the closest out of everyone. Everybody else had to come from other states. And whatever the situation is, we all have these kinds of situations. The one person is late and ruins it for everyone. Well, an appropriate response is, how do we deal with the situation at hand? You go ahead and you start without that person. Now, that may bother other members of the family. You deal with that. That's what you deal with. You're not going to change the person who's always late, because clearly this is how they control the family. This is how they get attention. But because you're now seeing things from a different perspective, you're not going to, when they come in, you know, have an intervention, you know, or attack them. It's going to be appropriate to the situation. You're not going to think in terms, okay, they've ruined our Thanksgiving. Only you can ruin your Thanksgiving. Someone else can. So don't have your expectations based on everything going perfectly, or a way you've projected or wanted to, or even being able to fulfill your own promises. But our reactions under stress, are they in proportion to the stress? You know, we hear about, you know, people who have, you know, been laid off or are having difficult health issues, or, you know, broken relationships. If it's when we make decisions, often life-altering decisions based on stressful situations, those are often the decisions we live to regret. coworker that a long time ago, he lost his wife to cancer, and it was a long battle. And right up until the end, the doctors were saying, she can get through this, she can get through this. So they always had hope. Suddenly she took a turn for the worst and died very quickly. And it just sent him around the bend. And they had children, and grown children, and they tried to comfort him, and he rejected their comfort, their help, their assistance. He sold everything they had, started drinking, and completely and quit his job, basically turned his back on his life, his family, and his future. For 2 years, he lived like that. And when I got to know him, he was still, that had been like 10 years ago, and he was still rebuilding his life. He was still rebuilding his life financially. He had ruined his health from drinking. Now by then he had stopped drinking. But he had to rebuild his relationship with his kids. He was not there for them. Not only were they had offered to be there for him, they needed him to be the dad. So that reaction, even though, yes, the death of a spouse is a traumatic thing, he made some drastic decisions that were out of proportion with that trauma. So that's what we look at, and even in the little things. You know, when somebody says something snarky to you, you don't have to spend the rest of the night stewing about it. You've got options. You're not at their mercy. You may decide you want to say something back. After your feelings have settled down. You know, Sue, when you say things like that, that hurts and makes me not want to be around you. Just thought you'd want to know. Happy Thanksgiving. You don't have to go into a huge conversation about let's analyze this and why you do that. And, you know, this is about a moment in time, an opportunity that you may have. You may just counter the victory that you don't let it get under your skin. And then an hour later, the Lord shows you, you know, you are maybe starting to spiral and just really let that snarky thing get under your skin. And the Lord stops you. And you go, okay, that's right. I don't need to be controlled by that snarky comment. And you just let it go. And God brings it to your attention an hour later just to show you, look, you're free from that. It didn't take you. And you go, okay, now I'm getting the hang of this. And it's in those little moments that keep us from getting into big reinforcements of bad habits. So, those are the ways to approach some practical situations that may be coming up and apply what you've already learned. Now, you've also been working on in the general supernatural goals in the negative. And you've narrowed things down to certain people and situations, and again, that they may be coming up 5 years in the future. Now, we're talking about things that are happening in the next few weeks. But, you know, you you're looking at, okay, ideally, how would I handle this? So in the near term, it might just be to survive, but we also, you know, and not feed into any of our negative habit patterns or beliefs. But long term, we want to see them as a goal to overcome. So in those areas of health, finances, and relationships, very often we'll be able to connect the dots as why this is so important. And we've used the example of being able to communicate with our kids better, or our relationship, or, you know, not feel like we're at somebody else's mercy, or we can never spend enough to make people happy, or, you know, our job doesn't meet somebody else's standards, whatever it is. Or we always get angry, or we always drink too much, or we're perhaps the one that's always late. Well, we've established and thought about what the difference would look like if the changes that we want to make were made. So 5 years from now, looking at this upcoming Thanksgiving, what would it look like? And again, you can't change others, but how would you be different? What would you be look like being satisfied and content? And even you being satisfied and content might not even fit in anymore with your family. So how would you work that out? Again, your job is not to change everyone, but certainly to be who God created you to be, complete, whole, and entire in Him, at peace, at rest, with joy and calmness. But again, joy and giving with that attitude of appreciation, that attitude of gratitude. So what we see is there's that distinction between where we are and where we want to be. And just as in every other area, what do? We ask God, how do we get from here to there? Now, there's a strong possibility that He's already told you this is what needs to happen. Now, in some cases, and in many cases, from what I'm receiving, is God's already done that. He's already changed you. He's already done the necessary thing. But He wants you to know about it, because He's likely going to want to do it more. And also, He does like to be noticed, because, again, He inspires gratitude in us, appreciation. God wants to be wanted. And when He shows up, He does want to receive the credit. He doesn't like it when we think that our prayers have changed things. God's going to do exactly what He wants to do. If God's not telling us to pray a specific way, and we're praying a certain way, and something happens, basically we're just corning in on something God has done all by Himself. You know, that's presumption. And we think that we changed God's mind when we had never even been in touch with Him to begin with. So we look at the examples, for instance, people use in the scriptures about Moses and about, you know, anyone changing God's mind, Abraham arguing with the angels. Each one of those situations, they were already in communication with God Himself. God had brought them into the communication, into the conversation. Nobody was ever storming heaven's gates to get God to do something, to get Him to change His mind. It's they were already in conversation with God. God said, I'm going to do this and so. He told Moses, I'm going to wipe these people off the face of the earth. And start again with you. And that's when Moses said, no, don't do it. And this is why. So God wanted to be in a conversation about it and wanted Moses to change his mind. So let's wait to be in conversation with God about these things rather than trying to read his mind and interpret and presume that we know what God is doing. I think that's why so often we only see God's hand in our life after the fact. Because we have a preconceived idea about this is what God does, this is how he does it. And that's the end of the story. But that's not the end of the story. God's free to do whatever and however he wants. And he does it. And by looking back, we can say, okay, I thought God was going to do this, and yet this is what he did. So let me just give you some areas to be asking the Lord about in looking at the difference between where you are and where you want to be, just so you can sort of have covered all your bases as you communicate with him about your situation. First, we just start out with, Lord, what's your truth here? Very simple. What's your truth here? Or what's your truth here? That's what he wants to hear from us, is giving him free rein. Now, again, a lot of times we are still in the process of hearing him clearly. So we start narrowing things down to areas that we can sort of prime the pump, get the conversation going. Now, the Lord has picked these areas with you, so you are already in conversation with him. And you're not trying to change his mind. You're trying to find out what his mind is so you can agree with him. And since that's what he wants for you, you will be successful. So you want to ask him, Lord, is there a wound here that needs to be healed? Lord, is there a lie that I'm believing that you want to change? Lord, is there a belief I'm holding on to that needs to change? For each one of those, Lord, what is your truth here? Lord, is there forgiveness I need to complete? And we've had a whole series of teachings on that. I believe it's Tuesday mornings, so go to that. We can't cover it here as well. Is there forgiveness for you, God, for myself, for others, that I need to complete? Or, and sometimes this is the biggie, Lord, is there an aspect of my temperament that I am relying on to control others? Also, Lord, is there supernatural interference that I need to overcome? In other words, is there something from the past, the present, or the future, demonically, or a curse, generational curse, or an interference that I need to overcome? Now, he will teach you how to do this. Our job right now is to define it. Or, Lord, is there simply a new relationship skill that I need to learn? A new communication skill? Lord, do I need to learn patience? Do I need to learn how to listen? Or do I need to learn how to say no? So, let him speak to you. I'm sure going through the holidays, you'll be able to fill in some blanks, or at least feel like you are equipped to deal with the stresses of the holidays. So we'll be getting back together again on Monday If you've got any questions about this homework, especially going forward into the holidays, again, feel free to drop me a line at diane@wecanprepare.org, and we'll try to address them before the big holidays come up. And just because so much is going on, they might not be as easy as they have been in the past. There might be unexpected stresses. So we want to take advantage of these opportunities to let God do quick works in us and through us. So again, we'll be getting back together on Monday, 7:30 in the morning. Until then, have a great weekend, and thank you for joining us. This has been Diane Thomas of Prepare Radio.